This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
We got the B team on tonight because it's just me, RSB, and Super D, and then Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. He's A team, but Jonathan E. Ward under the weather today. He's working too hard, Super Don. Every time I turn around, I think I'm working hard. That guy, always on the case for the cause of liberty, defending freedom of speech and natural health and healing. And I'm not surprised that once in a while he can't make it. Also, Cheryl Chumley, she's on top of the weather. In fact, she's out at a baseball game with her daughter and also a surprise birthday party. So I hope she's not listening. I don't want to ruin the party for her daughter. I think 11 or 12 years old.
Surprise!
Sorry.
Surprise. I blew it. Oh, Cheryl, I told you not to listen. Anyway, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on. First hour every week when we go to Thursday, if those listening live. A little bit more political, economic focus. We're going to do a little bit more health focus today with Super D and me. And then we've got some interesting questions of the day a little bit later in the show. One that relates to the disease associated with the use of that, you know, from that movie Lorenzo's Oil. I've not discussed that on the air before, which is cool. And another one related to lung cancer, but a different angle on a question. Very interesting stuff coming through. So, Super D, you're usually, I mean, we're so crowded on Sacred Fire of Liberty nights. You're like, you take the first hour off. This has got to be weird for you, too. It's like, I didn't know I was supposed to be here.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like, how am I going to compete with people like Cheryl Chumley and Jonathan E. Moore and Norm Singleton? So I just kind of take a back seat. But, yeah, I don't know, kind of cool on a Thursday to get to talk about what's going on here. And, you know, one of the things that's been huge in the news that I think is appropriate, because, you know, listen, we like to talk about health and health care.
Yep.
And unless you've been living in a cave, you know that there's just been nothing but a giant cluster you-know-what going up on Capitol Hill over this supposed health care repeal and replace thing.
Right. Which apparently they're not even going to vote on.
they're not even going to. We give up.
Yeah. I mean, I look, I'm a guy, as you know, those of you listening on radio, I don't put a lot of faith and investment into a large centralized bureaucracy to do anything but muck up the works. So I'm not waiting. I've never been one to wait for them to get it right. At the same time, would it be fair to say, Super Don, it's not that I stand in opposition to every attempt to make it a little bit better, right? I mean, I'll be very real about how I feel about the stuff.
Yeah, it depends on the day.
Okay,
sometimes
okay.
With you can be kind of cranky and an absolutist in some cases, but yeah, overall,
is that what you call me, cranky? Did he call me cranky? Super Don, you call me cranky?
You were cranky. What was it, yesterday? You were really cranky.
I was cranky. But I was. Yeah, you're right, because right before I went to air, I get this message from the insurance company for the parking lot that wrecked my car, right? Found out today, though, it's maybe not as bad as we thought. It was like they were complaining because they told me to take it to the dealership, which is, you know, they're going to be more expensive. I don't know. They said I did. And they OEM parts or something like original parts, and it's an older minivan. They're like, we're not going to put on new parts to an old minivan. I'm like, I don't care if it's old or new. I just want it to look right and work right. So I sent it back, and, you know, they still say they're going to take care of it. But it's just kind of like, you know, one more thing in the day. I can't complain, really, because I'm really more grateful than not. We're still breathing. Look at what happened to those suffering under Harvey. Those, you know, in Florida, it wasn't as bad, but in certain areas, just got their power back on. Puerto Rico, unbelievable devastation. St. Martin, St. John's, you know. So it's all a matter of perspective. First world problems. The van still works, right? They just, you know, dinged and dented it, okay? But it's just, you know, I'm human. Once in a while, you're like, God, really?
So in answer to your question, yes. Yeah. You know, I mean, better is better than no progress at all. You know, even though it's funny because I remember Jerry Doyle used to always say that, you know, progress, the opposite of progress is Congress, right?
Yes.
And in this case, it seems like that's what's going on, although there seems to be perhaps a silver lining to the situation.
You think so? Is the silver lining what Rand Paul is proposing with President Trump to do some stuff without having to worry about Congress or the Senate? Is that what you're thinking of here?
I think so. Although, you know, when we get into the area of executive orders, I know that's always controversial.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what president is in place. But in this case, I think it might be something that's appropriate, at least to get something going, right?
Yeah, no, I know the Fox News people have been a little hard on Rand Paul because they're like, just Rand, just vote for it. Just vote for it. They got to get something done. I'm like, no. He's a man of principle. He's not going to just vote for it.
Son of Dr. No.
Rand Paul. Come on. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, they're getting him on and they're trying to say, what if Trump doesn't like you anymore? I mean, Rand's beyond that. And in fact, I want to play, I think Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends or on his radio show, I'm not sure where it was interviewed, was asking Rand Paul about the repeal issue and, you know, are you gonna vote on it? What's gonna happen?
How do you feel about the latest attempt that failed on the GOP side to repeal and replace? Do you feel bad about how this came out?
Well, yeah, I wish we would just repeal it. You know, I went to Tea Party rally after Tea Party rally. There's probably no greater opponent of Obamacare than myself. As a physician, I've seen Obamacare up close and personal. It's a terrible system. But we promised to repeal it. We didn't go to Tea Party rallies and shout. I didn't hear anybody chanting, hey, guys, let's keep Obamacare and let's divvy it up to the states and mess with the formula so we take some money from the Democrats and give it to Republicans. We said we'd repeal it. We didn't say we'd keep it and block grant it.
Yeah, that's the important point here is that he said it keeps all of the taxes, it keeps all of the federal collection of monies, and the only improvement that they're claiming is so great is that they block grant it to the states. But why not leave the money in the states? No, that's just, you know, we can't do that. Also, the what did you call me? An absolutist?
Sometimes, yes.
Well, look, the 10th Amendment says if the powers haven't been granted or you know, they haven't been enumerated, granted to the federal government, they belong to the states or the people respectively. You know, why are they even messing with health care? See, that's my absolutist position. And, you know, the latest meme that Steve Feld, our buddy, pulled out and posted, I think we had it in the notes yesterday. Basically, there's no such thing as public health. It's my health or nobody's, right? The idea that they could take care of my health, much less anybody's health. I mean, if you want to talk public health, you could argue sanitation on a mass level is helping the public health. But in reality, it's helping every and each individual who lives in that environment where there's better sanitation, right? Because, again, you don't get sick as a group. You get sick as an individual the same way you get well. So why do we give up and say, yes, the federal government should be messing with all of this? And I think in Rand Paul's heart of hearts, he doesn't want this to be in the federal government over the purview. But while it is, he says, you know what? President Trump can do something with the regulatory authority they already claim to have up there. Why not try it? Let's give a listen.
So this was not a repeal effort. It was a fake repeal. And what I think we ought to do is keep talking about real repeal. Obamacare is going to get worse. We will get other chances. But we should also do some things that are good for the country and good for health care immediately. And one of them, I've been working with the president for 6 months, and he assures me it's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. He assures me that he's going to legalize the sale of across-state insurance through associations, which means any individual, millions of individuals in our country, will be able to buy insurance through a group, get cheaper prices, and get a better product.
Can he do that on his own?
Yes.
Yeah, so if Rand Paul says, you know, who's not a big fan of executive action either, because we know about this idea of not having an emperor or a ruler or a king, but within the constructs of the framework that is now in place, he says, yeah, we can make that system work better and allow freedom to kind of sneak back in a little bit. And that means you could actually choose insurance. Hopefully it would go further than that and say, you know what, you can buy catastrophic coverage. Because right now under Obamacare, it doesn't exist. You can't do it. It's not allowed. crazy, right? The only reason for real insurance is to cover unexpected catastrophe, not every insulin shot based on your lack of understanding about how to eat well, right? And how to reverse it, much less get it in the first place. So, you know, there's more about the Trump factor that's being played out in this interview. I want to give a listen to this, more of Rand Paul about Trump and what they're doing for healthcare.
Okay, I want to tell you what he wrote the other day, and I know you saw this, and I know it's true. He says, I know Rand Paul, and I think he may find a way to get there for the good of the party. He, and I think you both have said this, you guys have become friends. The fact that you didn't get there, if he feels let down, do you blame him?
No, I think this originated more in the Senate, and the Senate really, you know, none of the senators really reached out to try to negotiate on this.
So, you know, he's very much a diplomat, Rand Paul. I have to say that. He knows how to deflect in a way that it doesn't feel smarmy at all. It just says, I'm going to stay on point. You're going to try and throw me a curve here. I'm not going to go there. And there's more discussion in terms of the White House interaction right here.
So I did try to negotiate in good faith with the White House, and what I told the White House is there were some good things in the bill. I liked expansion of health savings accounts. I liked giving governors waivers. I liked repealing the mandates, and I liked capping the entitlement. I just didn't like the block grant. So if we could have narrowed the focus, I offered as recently as yesterday with the White House, if you'll give us a narrow focus, I'm a yes. I couldn't in good conscience vote to just keep the Obamacare taxes and keep the Obamacare spending and reshuffle it to the states.
So, again, a principled stance. It wasn't about, hey, just so we can have a victory. Like, that's a lot of Republicans were saying. We just got to pass something so we can say we did something. It's like, no, that means you have no principles. Right? And it doesn't mean you can't compromise. I get that. Some people say, well, you're absolutist like Robert, too, huh? Like Ron Paul, Dr. No, huh? Well, I think we have to have some principled statesmen here, or else we end up with worse scenarios, not better. Obamacare was a disaster, but what preceded Obamacare? Not a whole heck of a lot better, other than there wasn't an official mandate. There was an unofficial mandate because there's a monopoly for allopathic pharmaceutical, pseudoscientific, FDA-approved toxic medicine that is all and everything. And with a few exceptions here and there, you know, you have that monopoly on the state level as well. All the coverage codes, the ABC codes, all focus on drug therapy, holistic modalities, maybe a little bit of chiropractic now because they agreed to accept the licensure, the exalted status that they wanted with their degrees. And, of course, it's a mess because it invited the government in where it didn't belong, where it doesn't belong, in a sacred relationship between a doctor and a patient. And, of course, that one could be any kind of doctor, not just the kind of doctors that graduate from Flexner Report schools. All right, we've got more to talk about on this health issue. And this guy from the HHS, Tom Price, who I had a lot of hope for regarding someone that was put in charge of HHS. But he's on Trump's bad side. He may be getting on mine, too. We'll talk about it. And then Norm Singleton will talk about the tax reform bill as well.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour. And each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, we're on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication to affiliates out all over the United States and around the world eventually through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, our friends in Great Britain. Yeah, you love your NHS, don't you? And then we go to SoundCloud over at robertscottbell.com. And for those of you, when we are able to, we do a special YouTube simulcast through Google Hangouts, and it's available at RS Bell Media Channel. But if you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll see it right there. And you can watch me in my muscle T-shirt today. I am not trying to impress the ladies. I am not. I'm not.
Impressive.
Maybe I should flex a little bit. I'm just gearing up for like when Ty Bollinger and I get together next week at the Truth About Cancer. Because I got him a refreshed and renewed muscle T-shirt from Curacao. It's a tie-dye. And I got one to match. So we're going to see how that looks when we're together. So that's going to be fun. Talk about healthcare. All right. So we got the guy... Head of Health and Human Services. I had high hopes for this. Within the limitations of what I know happens at the federal government. Tom Price. Representative Tom Price and Dr. Tom Price. He was a member of the AAPS, the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons. And so that group I know for a fact because I've interacted with many of their members all the way up to the highest levels of that. And Jane Orient is phenomenal. She's been at it for years. Hun Toon, who's been doing their newsletter slash publication every month for years, I've been getting that. And these people are serious about being doctors, good doctors, questioning science about drugs, drug safety, drug efficacy, vaccines, vaccine safety, vaccine efficacy. And so I'm thinking, all right, Tom knows some stuff. He's going to get in there. Potentially could be more supportive of Trump's awareness of the danger of vaccines. I'm not yet going to talk about the dunderheaded move that Tom Price has done to be a dupe for the CDC, the World Health Organization, and vaccines. Yet. We're going to get there. But right now, Trump's upset with him because apparently he's been... whose jet has he been riding? Has he been riding Trump Force One? What has he been doing?
The government has the use of jets, right? And these planes are supposed to be used for official business.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Tom Price got busted being a politician, is what it mm-hmm. kind of boiled down to, because you're going to find the majority of politicians are going to end up taking advantage of the perks that they have available mm-hmm. to them.
Yeah.
And this is not the first time that we have seen or heard something about a politician taking advantage of the perks of being a politician and using them for their own personal use, whether we're talking about planes mm-hmm. or we're talking about... I mean, there was a scandal back in the day where they were... I think the politicians were using, like, the mail room or the...
prostitution or something going on there?
You know, mail and, you know, yeah. using government resources for their own personal use rather than for official use.
Okay. All right.
So, I think what happened here was Tom Price got exposed by somebody. Somebody said, oh, look, he's doing this. And Trump, you know, he has to say something about it. He has to react. You know, he can't mm-hmm. just go, oh, well, that's okay, no problem. So, unfortunately, it was Tom Price, and Trump came out and had to make an official statement. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't that. I think they caught him. I think the reporters caught him somewhere, and they asked him about it, and he made the comment that he's not happy about it. And he's going to look into it, and they said, well, is he going to lose his job? Mm-hmm. And Trump says, we'll see.
We'll see, yeah. Well, the thing is, we know Trump knows how to fire folks. Whether he's going to do that to Tom Price or not, I would say not based on this, because this is traditional, typical politician behavior. And apparently, Price says now he's going to pay back to the tune of, what, $200,000 to $400,000, these trips that he's taken. But, man, oh, man, next, I'm not going to go into it this hour, because we got to get into the tax reform proposal with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty in just a minute or so. But, dude, you know what disqualifies Tom Price as head of Health and Human Services Secretary? It's an Elmo moment. It's an absolute Elmo moment.
It's funny that you said that, because when I was listening to the audio earlier today, I was really tempted to throw some Elmo in there, because you
still can't have time.
Obama ruined Elmo.
Yeah,
so was it Sebelius? I think it was. Mm-hmm. She ruined Elmo, because they recruited Elmo in to talk about vaccines. And so now it's like, I can't help it. I think Elmo, I think of vaccines.
Well, and then the Surgeon General Murthy, remember?
He did something with Elmo, too.
So we're going to get to that, because the failure of the flu shot, it's not just Robert Scott Bell and Superdon saying it. We're going to go right to the scientists talking about how ridiculous the flu shot program is, how much of a failure it is on every level. And yet, Tom Price, who should or does know better, but screw it, he's doing the politician thing. And who got to him? I don't know. But we're going to let you know about it. And that'll be next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A whole lot more healing. Go to robertscottbell.com. Next week, Truth About Cancer, live in Orlando. And you can listen and watch online for free as well. The links are in the notes.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're cranking it up for the sake of health freedom and healing liberty, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, joined now by our good friend Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And this is the organization Ron Paul founded along with, there's so much more that Ron Paul did to set the stage for future lovers of liberty. And I've said so many times here on this program, the greatness of America is not due to its diversity, but due to Those who love individual liberty are willing to stand up and defend it against all those enemies, foreign and domestic. And there are plenty of them coming from all over the world, but a lot of them right in Congress, in the Senate. And Norm, we were just talking about some of the healthcare stuff. If we have time, we'll get together on that with you. And we played some Rand Paul clips. But I'm intrigued by your perspective, the Campaign for Liberty's perspective on the so-called GOP tax reform plan. And you've got it laid out, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right. And if people who look at it will notice that what I put down was a lot of good in it, a lot of things extending the pro-growth tax cut, like allowing same-year expensing for 5 years, moving to what's called a territorial tax system, which makes us more internationally competitive, cutting the corporate rate to 20%, reducing the amount that's a small business owner pays on his small business profits. I think it's capped at 25%.
Mm-hmm.
Simplifying the rates. This is all good stuff. And they, unlike what some in Washington want to do, who have this very wonky perspective, but seem to be a little bit out of touch with how middle class Americans and let's be honest, Trump voters think, and just particularly the Trump voters who were Obama voters and probably in the 90s Clinton voters, because while they're not liberal, they feel that the Republicans are, that there is something to the charge that Republicans are the parties of the elites and the party of D.C. just as much as the government is. But they kept the mortgage interest deduction, which matters a lot to middle class homeowners. They kept the child care, as I said, the child care tax credit. They kept the charitable deduction, which I think, as you and I and Jonathan have talked about before in responding to things like the recent hurricanes, charity is really important to go to. For health care, Jonathan's great idea of a tax credit for doctors who provide charitable care. These things need to be extended. So the bill has a lot to recommend it. It's a well-rounded plan. It doesn't just do what unfortunately too many conservative and even libertarian policy wonks want to do, which is just do the supply side tax credit and basically not ignore the sort of family and almost human factor in tax policy.
So there's actually some more, Norm, it sounds like there's a little more thought going into this one than just a simple slab, a big slab. There it is. Although I've seen recently there's some news reports that say now fully 50% of taxpayers actually pay no income tax at all. And if we were to ask Ron Paul about that, he'd say that's a good start. I remember his answers to these things because the concept of the income tax is anathema to individual liberty, is it not?
It is, and unfortunately, not too many people take that philosophical point of view in D.C., which is interesting because conservatives, libertarians, who talk about the founder's view, the philosophy of freedom, but then when it comes to tax policy, they say things like everybody should be should have skin in the game, as if buying this collective premise, or they talk about revenue neutrality and revenue loss. The government is a moral claim on your income. And the big problem with 50% of the people not paying income taxes is that that's 50% of the people that have, unfortunately, they have an incentive to vote for more welfare. And when you add in the elites who do pay taxes, the CEOs of the big pharmaceutical companies, the military industrial complex companies, they probably are not net tax consumers because their businesses rely on government privileges, government contracts, government subsidies. Do you think the CEOs of insurance companies who aren't that thrilled about repealing Obamacare because the first thing on the chopping block is their mandate?
Right.
They're not really. I wouldn't really call them taxpayers.
No.
And that leads to what I think is the there's two big problems with this bill that stem from this kind of D.C. way of looking, skewed way of looking at tax policy. One is they say that they're committed to making sure the 1% pay the same percentage of taxes as they are now, and they're actually leaving room in the plan to impose a surcharge on the wealthy, which is straight out of the Keynesian, FDR, LBJ, Marxist, and actually Marxist, quite frankly, playbook. This kind of class envy, class warfare, soak the rich mentality that's anathema to true conservatism. It's anathema to certainly to Ron Paul, but I think it's also anathema to the way another Ron Reagan looked at tax policy. It's also not in the tradition of the one of the 20th century's icons of vital center liberalism, JFK. Mm-hmm. It was JFK, not Reagan, not Ron Paul, not Jack Kemp, who first, talking about tax policy, said a rising tide lifts all boats.
Well, and where is the concept of if you cut corporate tax rates, which is the freaky thing that happens on the left when they say, well, now only the rich will benefit by that. But who hires those who are not rich? The corporations, if they have more money to spend on people, wouldn't that be a good thing? I mean, it's like these vacuum perspectives that they have.
Right, like bringing this capital back home through a one-time offer of a low tax rate, or switching to a territorial system. You could say, well, you're punishing, you're giving these big corporations a break, right? Well, what are they going to do with that money that's brought home? If the conditions are right,
they'll invest it here.
Regulatory reform,
yeah,
and then eventually we'll have to deal with the Fed, but. Yeah, they'll invest it here. They'll build jobs. But the second big problem I have with this bill is that when it gets through the committees, they're probably going to put in tax increases, or they're going to take away more, quote, loopholes, unquote. And of course, one man's loophole is another man's deduction.
Yeah.
And they're going to do that because they've actually already admitted that they're planning to increase the deficit with their tax plan by I forget how much, but there was the two people who hammered out the deal in the Senate were Bob Corker, who thankfully is retiring, mm-hmm. and Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, who's at least when it comes to economic policy is a pretty solid guy. excuse me. Is they refuse to cut spending, and I was talking to a certain former Texas congressman the other day about this, and we came up with an idea,
okay,
which is yes, you should offset tax cuts so you don't increase the deficit. It's a good thing to offset, but instead of saying we're going to offset a tax cut for capital gains with a surcharge on millionaires or some new hidden tax apparently is in there changing the formulas for indexing so that you're continued to be taxed on inflationary increases in your income and investments. How about for every dollar of tax cuts, $2 in spending cuts?
Yeah, of course, we see the establishment Republicans who refused to repeal Obamacare that voted on it numerous times in the affirmative when it was actually going to happen because Trump would sign it. They pretty much backed off of that. Again, the control on the growth of government via one party, two party, one plan off the other. My son, who's, 17, every day we're talking more and more about this Hegelian dialectic I've been bringing up since he was a little baby. He's like, Dad, they're really messing with us, aren't they? Because, he tends to be more conservative, libertarian like Dad. And he's saying, you know what? The people that I thought were conservative, they aren't really conservative on these issues. And I said, exactly. This is how the right and left play off of each other. And they synthesize a larger, more intrusive federal government so that when one party is in, they get their toy projects going. And then wink, wink, nudge, nudge, the next party comes in. They don't do anything to eliminate those, but then they add their own. So, again, this is the game that's played on all of us, which is why I say if you think you could vote the bums out, put new bums in, when nobody's adhering to the Constitution, what does it matter?
Right, exactly, exactly. And, and what you have is with tax policy is the Republicans love to cut taxes, and again, that's great. I think there's a lot of good stuff in this plan. I hope that our framework. I hope it stays through the legislation. But there's very little appetite for cutting spending, and a lot of people like to say that we did reduce spending a little bit under sequestration. First of all, that wasn't true. Secondly, the spending under sequestration was largely reductions at the rate of growth.
Right.
Excuse me. And for the military, they actually put in their budgets this overseas contingency fund, which is off budget spending. They find other ways to get around these. But secondly, sequestration was never supposed to come in. It was because, remember, they were supposed to have that super committee. And this was a one-time thing, and it was a response to the Tea Party of 2011 and the Liberty Movement. I will say that in retrospect, I think in his history may judge John Boehner as, from a fiscal perspective, the best speaker of the modern era, because he did propose, when it came to debt ceiling increases, that there be a dollar trade-off of debt.
Right. What does that say when Boehner is looked at in a good light in retrospect? That's pretty scary where we are today.
Yeah.
Folks, we got the Campaign for Liberty on board here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to take a quick break. Continue this discussion on YouTube. Go to robertscottbell.com, and we'll be back with more.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you want to see the analysis from Campaign for Liberty on that tax reform issue we were just discussing with Norm Singleton, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you over to the blog. You should sign up for updates from the Campaign for Liberty. Good organization, one of the few that are actually principled in their stand on limited government and defense of individual liberty, following on the traditions and principles that Ron Paul espoused. And Norm continues to do that to this day. So, Norm, this week, was it Monday that you were at the Cato Institute presenting, speaking?
Yes, and you can find that. That'll be up on our blog, hopefully tomorrow, the link to the presentation. You can find it at cato.org. I want to thank Cato and particularly Patrick Eddington for giving me the opportunity to speak there. And I think it was a very interesting discussion on a wide variety of topics. We had myself and Kurt Kautzman, former legislative aide to Justin Amash and now with the Center for Defense Priorities. Not sure how to pronounce her last name, but and Daniel from Demand Progress and Sue's group is they're both progressives. Sue gave a really great and interesting talk going back to the 70s and the people who broke into an FBI office to reveal some of the surveillance that was going on under Hoover of anti-war groups and the need to resist the surveillance of political activists.
Well, she's got to be an outlier progressive, Norm, because, you know, the progressives now are all about CIA. CIA is great. They know that Russia colluded with Trump. I mean, they're all go CIA now.
Well, that's one of the things that, you know, I don't remember if I referenced that my talk, but I did talk about how, you know, partisanship taints everything in this town and even important issues like civil liberties, because you have people who in 2005 were calling for Bush to be impeached because of his violations of our civil liberties. And then in 2013, we're condemning Snowden because, you know, this was Obama. And now today you have people actively cheering on. You have Chuck Schumer going on TV and laughing about how Trump needs to stop antagonizing the CIA because intelligence agencies have ways of harming presidents that they don't like.
Absolutely incredible.
That's a chilling statement. And, that's a statement that, most politicians, if they said that seriously, you know, as recently as 2 years ago, you would have told them, you know, you're watching too many 70s spy thrillers.
I think Schumer got the view of the Zapruder film didn't, because they got 10 other views they show the president, apparently. He must have seen that multiple angled film.
Yeah. But today Schumer says that, and it's kind of laughed off by the left. They're forgetting, of course, that someday there'll be a Democratic president again, and what if it's their guy that the deep state decides that they need to rein in and embarrass, and or that they need to keep tabs on their campaign. I totally agree with you. The fact that even some on the right that Trump derangement syndrome and the Putin hacking narrative. And I'm not even going to say that we shouldn't be concerned if there's serious, incredible allegations that a foreign government was interfering in our election, because obviously we should. But let's not allow that to distract from asking serious questions about why was the intelligence community spying on Paul Manafort? What were they using? Their 702 authority. Was this legitimate use or was it not? And even if it was legitimate in the fact they had evidence, why don't they have to go before an Article 3 court and get a warrant and show probable cause?
Well, you're asking good questions, and they don't want those questions asked. It's too uncomfortable. That's why we're going to celebrate with Tom Woods on Saturday, the 1,000th episode of his podcast, because Mr. Nullification has got it right. The more we can nullify what goes on in the federal government, the better off we'll all be, Norm. Hey, man, we're out of time, but Norm, it's always great to have you on board the Campaign for Liberty, and you doing such great work. I appreciate you so, so very much.
Well, thank you, and so are you. Enjoyed it. Missed Jonathan, but hope he gets better, and I will talk to you next week.
We'll do it. That's Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, as we're wrapping up the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hour one, we've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. What did Tom Price do that puts him on the level of a Muppet? Yes, Elmo, coming up after the break, because the power to heal and not get a flu shot is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.